Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Hello again, my name is Dan Hankins. I pastor Antioch Baptist Church near Green Ridge. We're out in the country on E Highway, just about a mile north of Highway 52. On Sunday mornings, we worship at 10:30, and you are welcome to come to any of our services whenever you would like. I'd like to continue today as we advance on and go the distance with this theme of love. Yesterday, we talked about how our love has been perfected. It is growing. It is being more complete. And as we learn how to love God the Father because of His great love toward us. And in the passage I read in 1 John 4, John writes and says that love has been perfected, and we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in the world, because just as God loved Jesus, He loves us. And then He says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. That's what I want to talk a little bit about today. Fear and torment. Those are two words that John uses here that are new to his vocabulary. He's been talking about love and our love for God and our love for others. And now he mentions fear and torment. Can a believer experience fear and torment? Is it possible that we can actually live in fear and torment? Well, unfortunately, it is. Many people who profess to know Christ as their Savior experience both fear and torment every day. And this is why they are not growing in their love for God. Instead of experiencing fear and torment, they should be in boldness, having confidence toward God. Because God does love us. Because He loves us, we shouldn't live in fear and torment. God has given everything to us because of His Son, Jesus Christ. In our English language, we have adopted this word for fear and assigned it to phobias. For instance, there are phobias of this or that, phobia of heights, phobia of water, phobia of spiders, and they all have their terms. And John mentions here that there is a problem with that, because as little children, he says, we're to live in Him so that when He appears, we can have confidence and not be ashamed in the day of His coming. There are many Christians that are struggling with this even today as to whether God really loves them. They have fear and torment in their life that God is going to judge them and is going to hurt them. But the truth is, God is not like that at all. For those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, they do not have to fear their past, their present, or their future, because you have experienced God's love, and this love is being perfected in you day by day. The more that you learn about Christ and God the Father, the more that your love for them should grow. It's true that in Hebrews 9:27, the writer says that it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. But a Christian doesn't have to fear future judgment because Christ has suffered judgment on the cross for us. In John chapter 5 and verse 24, John writes, "Most assuredly I say unto you, he who hears my word and believes in me who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Those are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us that we don't have to live in fear and torment because we have passed from death to life. We don't have to come into judgment because Jesus bore our judgment on the cross. The secret of boldness is found in 1 John 4 and verse 17. As he is, so are we in the world. We have Jesus who abides with us. And when he returns to receive his own to himself, we can be received with great joy. Look at what John says in 1 John chapter 3. He says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." In Scripture, this is called the blessed hope, the return of Jesus Christ, that one day, just as he left this world, he will come back in the clouds, and he will receive to himself those who have put their faith and trust in him. Friend, this should encourage your heart today, that you may be going through difficult times. You may have an element of fear or torment in your life, but it doesn't need to continue. Think on what is true. God has loved you. He loves you just as he loved his son Jesus. And he has called you his children. And so, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on you. Are you discouraged today? Pray out to God. Ask him to remind you of who you are. You are his child. He has loved you with an everlasting love. And one day, you will not enter into judgment and be rejected, but you are accepted in the beloved. Not because of anything that you have done, but because of what Jesus did. That he died on the cross to take away your sins. My friend, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? If you haven't, do so today. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," is the prayer of faith that saves the soul. Once again, my name is Dan Hankins. I pastor Antioch Baptist out in Green Ridge. We're on E Highway, just about a mile north of Highway 52. On Sundays, we meet at 10:30. We'd be glad to have you. God bless and have a great day.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
I am a Christian. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not shouting, "I'm clean living." I'm whispering, "I was lost. Now I'm found and forgiven." When I say I'm a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need Christ to be my guide. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and need his strength to carry on. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are far too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. When I say I'm a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my shares of heartaches, so I call upon his name. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not holier than thou. I'm just a simple sinner who received God's good grace somehow. This is Gail Ann with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.